Good afternoon, Tom speaking.
Oh, hi, Tom. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina in California.
In California, that's
in
me.
California. yep, okay.
Yeah, I know we talked on and off last week, but we never got the payment up to speed, so I was just following up with you regarding that.
No, we never did. Did we? I think the day ended or the week ended or something.
Yeah, I know we played, we went back and forth a couple times, but then you got so swamped, so I thought, okay, I just gotta give him some breathing room.
Yeah, it's all starting all over again, you know? I mean, the funny thing is people talk about these residual income businesses where you don't have to redo it every single damn year.
Yeah.
And now here I am, redoing it again. But what do you do? I mean, you know the money you can make, right? You gotta keep going.
You gotta keep going. Exactly.
You know,
I agree.
So how much money, I'm just trying to think of what work did I get from this already?
It's, $299 is your subscription. However, $100 of that goes to Facebook ads. So you have an option if you wanted to take the Facebook ads off, that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, so as far as the leads that you've gotten off of this or the activity, I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google, and you've had numerous clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And there are 69 leads on the dashboard that are coming in through the call tracking number that we provided for you.
Are these all 69 new hot leads? I mean, it's like amazing. Jesus Christ, I don't even have.
So what it is on your website, watsontree.net, and on Google and Bing and all the directories, we have a phone number of 207-426-4044. When people call that number, it forwards over to your number ending in 3841. So those calls, because they're stored on the dashboard, they're actually in the section that says leads. But you could go back in and you could listen to them and whatnot and kind of see who they are. It's saying Edward Lindstrom.
Yeah,
I think
he's done. I finished him yesterday.
Oh, good.
In the pouring rain.
Wow. Okay, good for you. Wow, you just set your mind to it. You said, no matter what, I'm going to make sure this gets finished. That's good. And then there's a Daryl Gurney, Joseph Grace, William Bray, Timothy Chamber.
Hang on. This is where I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Gurney's a guy I know from – I mean, I dealt with him – before I dealt with you guys, so what could we be saying? Maybe he forgot my phone number and he Googled it?
That could be it. Because remember, I told you that too with Edward, because you said, oh, he said that he saw a sign of mine. And
I said,
he probably didn't write the number down. So when he was ready, he looked you up on Google. Right?
Yeah,
and that's how he found you because,
Yeah, good point. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, $300, quite if I made more than that on that Ed Gurney, whatever his name was, yesterday.
Yeah, you need an internet presence in this day and age, you know, because everybody's, you know, Googling it. So this is helping you in that aspect, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. So what do I just,
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to push your next payment out 30 days. So once we collect the past due one from April 15th, you'll be paid in full all the way until June 6th. Because I don't want you to have two payments close together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. Right now I got a boatload of payments, man. A couple of truck payments,
Paper
payment, mortgage payment.
Yeah, that's why I want to do that too, because your payment's due on the 15th. So right now it's just April 15th, but what come May 15th, you'll have another payment due. So I'm going to eliminate that one and push it out to June 6th for you just to help you out a little bit on the back end, okay?
Well, it's too wonderful.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So I have the billing in front of me, Tom, and my only question is, it's still the Roxbury Pond Road for the billing address on the new card?
No. Well, that's where I live, but all my info, everything goes through the post office. I don't get any mail here.
Okay. So what's the post office? Is it a box number?
It's 351.
351, okay.
And everything else is still Andover, same zip code, yep.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
New card number. Here. Should I be using, you know, my credit, oh, I can't use my credit card, man. Somebody charged some money at the Gap and New Balance. And the sure as hell wasn't me. Yeah,
oh,
I'd
yeah.
like to meet them. Boy, would I like to meet them.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned way, you know, behind the barn.
Yep, exactly. Take care of them behind the barn.
Behind the barn, man. The old-fashioned way. I'm one of them, and I'm proud to admit it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got the fraud alert at 5 o'clock this morning when I got up. I'm like, all right, what the hell is this? So I know all the gals at the credit union, Christ, have been there for years, house financed through them and everything else. I was like, what's up with this? Oh, somebody used your card at the Gap. And then one of the gals is just kind of give me the business, man. She said, what are you buying at the Gap these days? I said, what are you talking about? You get credit card activity at the Gap. I said, no, I don't. And
that's how you found out. Interesting. So if you're not sure which card you want to use on an ongoing basis, you can give me whichever one you think would work right now for the $299. And then if it changes next month, no problem. You can, you know, before June 6th, just let me know and we'll update it to something different for next month. You know what I mean?
All right. I do.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. You're a pretty smooth operator.
Oh, thank you. Well, I want to give you your options because I know that sometimes people get hung up on that, like, oh, shoot, the one I want to use isn't here. And I'm like, what? Just use whatever one you have. We could always update it to the one that you want later, you know?
Yeah, I do. Well, the one I'm going to give you now is a debit card. It's the number is 4496.
Okay.
2100.
Got it.
0077.
Okay.
0501.
Okay.
Expiration 126. And you
and
need the code?
Yes.
089.
And that's then what, I already have.
And that's $299 right now?
Yep, it's just $299 flat. There's no taxes or surcharges. And I'll get your authorization, and then that will allow me. Okay, good. I got the green light for you. And then I'm pushing the next one out to June 6th, so that way you're paid in full for a whole nother month. And then do you still have my extension, Tom, in case you want to update the card next month? Or
I'm sure you – I had my book open, I think, when I was writing things down.
You were. Yeah, it's extension 777. I know I texted it to you a few times.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, everybody says, oh, I won't forget it. But, you know, when it comes time to call in, you know, you might not be thinking of, you know, putting an added extension. So I can send you a text message again if you like that maybe you could bookmark or save it.
You want to do that? Okay. I smoked a lot of weed years ago, and the memory's not what it used to be. No, you did too, huh?
At one point, yes.
Remember them days? Not a damn thing to worry about, boy. Not really.
I know, exactly. Yep, those days. Those were the days. But okay, so you have a fresh text with my number on it, and you're all good
cool.
to go. So, yeah, I'm so glad that we talked again. Thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
I will, Messina. Thank you very much. You're too professional. Right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Such nice words. You made my day. So thanks again.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye for now.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, bye-bye.